May 24th, last year, the council agreement regarding cooperation with the science technology, science. About 3 weeks ago, also, about today, the science guys, they found the space indicating six areas in which there would be cooperation in the field of science technology. Now, normally, this kind of agreement, the statement was designed and developed to any particular plant. The reason that we believe that we should have a sober management here, this marks a very significant change in the relationship between our two countries in the field of science technology. Along with this, we pointed out, the change involves the claim of cooperation with it. The United States and the Soviet Union have had exchanges in various fields of science and technology before, but that exchange has been at arm's length. We've exchanged information. And our scientists have gone ahead with their research, and their scientists have gone ahead with their research. In this instance, for the first time, we are having, in six major fields, cooperation between Soviet scientists, American scientists, working together. And that is the significant part that Dr. Davis thought we should emphasize today. And this is the beginning. There is still much to be done. But as this career begins, I can say in conclusion, as I told Dr. Davis in the office a moment ago, that we believe that this agreement is typical of what we hope will continue to be the spirit of our meetings in Moscow. From confrontation, we move first to negotiation, and now to the signing of this agreement, to cooperation. And that we hope, and we believe, can be the wave of the future in relations between our two great nations. Mr. Bastian, would you like to say what you
have? First of all, I would like to commend the President for his wonderful presentation about the nation of the future. And we have a long name about our scientific technological community. We have a long name for us, but it's more difficult about the business. Secondly, Mr. President, I would like to just remind you all about that. Just 2 months ago, you, Mr. President, and the leaders from my country signed quite a number of significant agreements in Moscow. The political things, and at the same time, in the field of bilateral relationships, about cooperation in science and technology. We consider both the minimum, both political and politics, very important. Today, when it's almost 2 months past, we know in the effects that those agreements, which were signed by you and by my administration, are now really implemented in life. This is important. They are not only signed, but they really are in being implemented into the force, into the practice. And we are looking forward from our side and from your side to continue this preparation. This new agreement which we are going to sign with your other business, we're going to say that we're going to sign. We have no authority to the President of that. That was you. Yeah. So they will sign it, the German Commission in Moscow. This is a new example of a practical agreement and fulfillment of agreements which were signed in Moscow. And I'm fully agree with the President so that with this particular kind of agreement, it shows all of us, not only all of us, but all of us, because our cooperation in science and technology is not a benefit both of our people, but of all mankind. This is a sphere where everybody will benefit from this kind of agreement. So we're looking forward for the further strengthening of our relations, of a fulfillment agreement in which we have no doubts that they were going to be fulfilled, and looking forward further wider cooperation between our two great nations and two great countries. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President.
want you to know,
the first evidence of it.